Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Match of the day
on Today FM.
Love Match of the Day on Today FM on a Friday, where we give everybody a shout out who's been doing exciting things during the week, who've got big fixtures over the weekend, or done something amazing in the world of sports or activities of any kind. And we're kicking things off with a man you might have heard on the show on Wednesday when we're talking about me driving diggers in Offaly. John Kelly is the man who runs the training campus where I was learning how to drive diggers. But John, you're back on to give someone else a shout out. Who is it?
So, Dave, I just want to give a shout out to all of Team Ireland. So, the Scaffolding World Championships were on in Vilnius at the weekend, and Team Ireland, which is Cumasky Scaffolding with Laoghaire Ireland, came second in the world.
We are the second best scaffolders in the world.
In the world. And not only that, but they came second for health and safety as well. So they actually went home and second in Tug of War. They went home with 3 medals.
Ah, so stop. That is unbelievable. What a share of legends. Yeah. All right, nice one, John. Now, Stephen Casey's been on with a big shout-out to Munster Wheelchair Hurling Camogie Club, who are heading to Omagh on Saturday, tomorrow, for the opening round of the M. Donnelly Interprovincial Wheelchair Hurling Camogie League. Best of luck, you legends. Lindsay Carroll's been on to us with a message. Lindsay, the floor is yours.
Hi, Dave. Can you give a big shout-out to the Dunamagan Ladies Gaelic Football Club under-15 squad as they prepare to travel to Galway on June the 29th for the National Féile competition. They made club history recently by winning the Féile A in Kilkenny and will now get to represent their club and their county. They're such a fab bunch of girls. Recently, they virtually cycled from Kilkenny to Galway and back in their cyclophone fundraiser, and they're all set to rock Galway. Go on, the girls.
Go on, the girls, and right. Now, a big tip of the cap to a fella called Shawnee Monaghan, who lined up in defence for his Offaly club Shamrocks last weekend gone at the age of 67. What a hero. Shane Martin, who are you proud of?
Hi, Dave. Just want to give a big congratulations to Marshallstown Girls National School. We're All-Ireland champions after winning the Aviva. From Shane and everybody and all the proud parents.
All-Ireland champs! And now for something completely different. John Quinn is in Laois. John, tell us about the Gordon Bennett Irish Classic.
Gordon Bennett Classic car run, Dave, has been going for 21 years. We revisit the original route, which took place in 1903. Covering counties Laois, Kildare and Carlow.
Brilliant. And so how many cars would be involved?
This year, Dave, we'll have roughly 120 cars, a combination of vintage and classic cars from all over Wales, Northern Ireland and Scotland, and then some from Europe as well.
Fantastic. And what would be the oldest car that would be on it, do you think?
Oldest car would be around 1905.
Wow.
What we had, Dave, is we have an amazing car coming this year called the Titanic Ghost.
Yeah.
It was built for Rolls-Royce by Harland and Wolff back in 1910. So it's just a priceless car worth seeing.
So that car was actually commissioned by the people who made the Titanic from Rolls-Royce.
That's correct, yeah.
Wow.
And it was scrapped back in the day, Dave, and a guy called Albert White salvaged it in the UK and brought it back to its former glory, and it's a sight to behold.
Absolutely cannot wait to see something like that. Right, so what day is this kicking off?
On Saturday, Sunday and Monday. We are based in Tracy's on the Heath outside Port Laois, and Dave, each day the cars will congregate from 9:30 onwards until about 11, and then they head off around the various routes for the 3 days.
Brilliant. Well, listen, have an absolute ball. Enjoy the Gordon Bennett Irish Classic Run 2024. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.